Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This really defines dumb debate. Thank you, Threads, for this one.
Yeah, but you know what? The dumbest debates are usually the ones that take off for us the most.
Yes.
I mean, the biggest one we had was the, do you break spaghetti?
Still,
while cooking
of all
it?
Time.
And I think about it every week.
Every time it comes
spaghetti,
up.
I think, what idiot would break spaghetti? Like, why would you do that? I've always been. I just never thought about it before.
Yeah. I didn't either until some psychopath that I did a show with at the time described how he was breaking his spaghetti, and we had to set him straight.
Was that Wicked?
That was Wicked.
Aww.
Yes.
Yeah.
Crazy
accurate.
Person.
Anyway, so here's the dumb debate this week, and it is, I don't know, you have the screenshot from Threads up in front of you. Do you want to read the whole thing?
Yes.
Or do you want to just throw it out there and like chum in the water?
Let me grab it off. Because this just happens all the time. I'm on Threads all the time and...
I got it. Here it is. It's, let's see. Samir says, does anyone else put water on their toothbrush before putting on the toothpaste?
As opposed to...
So you wet
just
the toothbrush instead of putting it on dry, raw dogging the bristles like from the. The answer is water, toothpaste, water again. Then somebody says, I don't trust people who don't. More so, I don't trust people who use hot water instead of cold water. I just recently discovered after knowing a man for 21 years and being married to him for 13 that my husband uses hot water to wet his toothbrush. That flabbergasted me. And then there was just somebody said there are people who don't. So here's the dumb debate. Do you waste water by wetting your toothbrush bristles first and then putting the toothpaste on? Or do you just put the toothpaste on and start brushing your teeth?
I do both. I think I do both.
I wet it before.
And
toothpaste
after.
Goes on, a little more water, and then I start brushing.
Yeah. Yes, I do water, toothpaste, water.
Yeah.
And then brush
my teeth. The question. Why? Why do we all do that?
Well.
Is it a comfort thing? Does it need to be wet? Is there not enough water in your mouth in the morning?
It softens night? Your toothbrush a little bit.
Yeah.
The water first. And then the water on top of your toothbrush. Or on top of the toothpaste softens the toothpaste a little bit.
Yeah.
Which is probably a good thing to do.
From the text line, wait, people use water. I've always used mouthwash to wet my toothbrush.
What?
What are you made out of money? Text coming in from Locke Lloyd here?
Wow.
It's the Mahomes household? Yeah, no. You use mouthwash instead of straight up water.
Good for you.
Yeah,
but
good for you. You can do that. I can't afford it.
That's a waste. How do we feel about the hot water thing?
I can't even understand that.
Because we've had the conversation before about whether you brush your teeth in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the reason people don't, it's incredibly efficient, right? Because you're just in there anyway.
Yeah.
part of what weirded people out is that it's hot water. Why does that weird us out? Because hot water is better at killing germs than cold water.
Mm-hmm.
Why does it weird us out to put hot water on our toothbrush and brush our teeth with it?
It doesn't weird me out. I just think that it's a waste of time. I don't want to stand there waiting because it takes like an extra 15 seconds for the water to get hot. And I don't want to stand there waiting for it to get hot and then use it.
In the shower, you mean?
Oh, I'm sorry. In the shower, I don't care. Like I was thinking you were talking about just putting the water on the bristles.
Oh,
I was checking the text.
Well, yeah, because there were some people there in that. Yeah. No, that's right. Because there was a guy that said he uses hot water.
Yep.
You're right. I'm not waiting for that either.
No,
but if my shower's already hot.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah, yeah. Then I wouldn't see a problem with it. Yeah. Because it's just a time thing for me.
Do people think it feels weird having hot water in your mouth with your toothbrush?
It is a different sensation.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cold seems better.
913-586-7798. Okay. Let me just.
I need a dentist to tell us what is correct.
Yeah. Okay. Are we going to do a poll? I'm going to do a... nobody seems to be the opposite on this.
Oh, okay.
This is my problem.
Everybody is...
I just assumed there were people out there who don't soak their brush first.
But they all...
And yeah, but everybody so far has been like, this is ridiculous, who doesn't use water when they're brushing their teeth.
Does everybody do both like you and I do?
Yeah. Water. So here we go.
Why do we...
I don't do this. I go in totally dry. First of all,
my mouth is full of enough spit that I don't need to get it wet.
I don't know. I don't sleep with my mouth open. So when I wake up and I'm going to brush my teeth, there's enough saliva there. And usually I have some water to begin with. So I don't need to waste those resources. My God, you understand?
You're paying the water bill at that
house. We're draining the lakes for AI. And you want me to use more water? For toothbrush, you know what toothpaste is? It's tiny little scrubbing molecules that you're using to polish your mouth skeleton.
Your mouth what?
It's tiny little scrubbers you're using to polish your mouth skeleton. And when you blast it with water, all you're doing is diluting those scrubberies. That's what's going on. That's so you're wasting toothpaste and water at the same time.
That's the phrase you want to go with, mouth skeleton?
Mouth skeleton.
Yeah.
Okay. Why not? All
right. The American Dental Association is no help on this whatsoever. They do not have a specific recommendation on whether you wet your toothbrush before brushing. Then why do some people do one and some people do the other? They said, ultimately, it's a matter of personal preference. The arguments for wetting your toothbrush before brushing are soften the bristles, help spread the toothpaste around more evenly across the brush. The arguments against that is that wetting the toothbrush can dilute the toothpaste, 100%. Making it less effective.
Yep.
And I'm just going to read this the way it's written. It may not be necessary if you use a toothpaste that is already moist.
Who uses a dry toothpaste?
What is a toothpaste that is not moist?
I don't.
What is a dry toothpaste?
You like brushing your teeth with the Fun Dip?
But is it like...
just sand?
Yeah.
I believe
candy
that.
Cigarettes?
Like some of them are just like more baking soda looking. They're more white.
Okay.
White looking.
Yes, man. I don't think I've ever used a dry toothpaste. That's just weird.
I didn't know that was a thing.
But that's exactly why you also shouldn't do it. Because if you wet it down, spread it out, what are you doing? You're creating... You're making it smoother. You need that friction. You need the grit
to get all the junk off your teeth.
How
much water are people using?
Too much.
It's not supposed to be very much. Also, do you use a soft toothbrush, a medium toothbrush, or a hard bristle toothbrush?
I use the toothbrush that Katie buys me.
Yes.
I don't know.
You buy your own stuff. What kind of toothbrush do you use? Hard?
The one the dentist gives me.
Oh, you guys are absolutely useless.
Sorry, we're men.
What are you supposed to use? We're not going to know that either.
I'm
assuming why I'm asking out loud.
Hard. It depends on your teeth, probably.
What
I think that's why they would sell
toothbrush
those.
Toothbrush should I use?
So.
Is it... Okay. So we have soft, medium, or hard.
I didn't know that there were different toothbrushes.
You didn't know there were different bristled toothbrushes?
No. The only time that I've ever had a conversation about toothbrushes is in Home Alone when he steals the toothbrush.
Well, here we go. Strap in. Soft bristle is recommended for most adults. They are gentle on gums and enamel. Medium is suitable for those with moderate plaque buildup or gum disease, and the hard toothbrush, typically not recommended. It'll make your gums bleed.
Look, it's
too hard.
My dentist is just happy that I floss. So that's as far as I've never thought about. You know what toothpaste that I get? The one that my parents bought me, you know, when I got away from bubblegum flavored toothpaste, and I've been buying the same toothpaste ever since.
I just buy whatever's cheapest.
Here's the thing. We're all adults here, and you should do the adult thing. Paste on dry bristles. That's all that it is. Use the paste on the dry bristles. Brush like you mean it. Then you take a sip of water, spread it around your mouth, spit it out. Get on with your day. You're not sitting there waiting for hot water to come out of the faucet so you can brush your precious sensitive teeth. You're not having to wet it down either.
I don't rinse out my mouth after.
What? You don't rinse your mouth out after you brush your teeth?
No, I think I...
Okay, that's way more psychotic
just
than
let the
point I was trying to
Here's
take.
Here's what I think I do. I think I... Because, I don't keep a cup in my bathroom for that purpose. And I've dated people who do. And I'm like, what the hell?
Oh, I don't do that. I just use my hand.
And, I've seen people do that too. But I think I run my toothbrush under the water a few more times and rinse my mouth out that way. So but I don't actually use a cup of water to rinse out my mouth.
Wasting even more water.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is
My grandchildren, thank you. when they're fighting the water
city of
wars.
Kansas City thanks me.
Water the wars of 2072. I'll be like, this is Jamie's fault.
Do any of you guys use an electric toothbrush? I dated a guy once that swore by an electric toothbrush. Like, there's no way. And a water pick? The water pick
the
that
water
you're
pick's
supposed to
cool.
use?
I've never used that. I've never used an electric toothbrush either, but I...
They're supposed to be amazing.
I've heard they're good. I've heard they're good things. Honestly, I don't... I brush my teeth every day. I haven't gone to the dentist. And I don't remember.
How long?
How
many years? I went 7 years.
Oh, it's been a lot longer than that.
Really? Okay, yeah. Because I
just haven't gone. I haven't had
he
any.
He scares me.
I haven't gone to. It's not. I'm afraid of dentists. I don't take my car in for tune-ups.
You don't?
I should. I guess. I'm not a very
proactive
person.
Well, you have a Tesla. When you drove a car that needed
oil, I get the oil change, but I wouldn't just take it and be like, "Hey, see if anything's wrong with
I'm
it."
I'm never doing that.
And
are
if
you
there
kidding
is,
me?
Fix it.
Blank check written on my forehead. Yeah, no way is that happening.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Oil changes I do, but what I'm saying is I'm not very proactive when it comes to stuff like that. I'll get a physical once a year from my doctor.
But if your teeth hurt, you're going to go?
Yeah. If I was having problems, I would go, but they haven't been bothering me.
Yeah. I went 7 years and I think something started to hurt. Same thing. And my dentist is an amazing guy. He's great. Love him to death. Again, I don't know how you create small talk with someone that you only see once a year, but somehow we managed to do it.
Yeah.
But he did not lecture me, as I said yesterday. He did not lecture me when it had been 7 years. In fact, he was impressed. Mm. He's like, actually, you're doing okay.
Katie one time made an appointment for me to go see the dentist. And she's like, you're going. And I was like, I refuse to. Like,
a good example you're setting for your children.
Well, the kids have to go because they got young teeth.
Well, and they have...
They might need braces even.
No, you only have to get a physical before you go back to school. You don't have to get a dentist appointment.
But it was a big fight and not fight, but I was just like, oh, okay. And then I just didn't go. It was a fight in my head. Was like, how dare she?
So did you cancel it?
No, I just didn't go.
You just didn't show up. Some doctors will charge you if you just don't show up.
Yeah. I didn't feel like it was necessary. I resented the fact that she made me do it. So I was like, I'll pay for it.
She cares about your teeth.
Yeah, she cares about my teeth and she's right to do so. But how dare she treat me like a child?
Because you're acting like one. That seems like the reason why.
Anyway, I will go eventually. What I'm saying that now, I know if I open up the text line, the first thing I'm going to see is, you know, it's not just about your teeth. You also, your gums are also linked to heart disease.
Yes.
So if those aren't taken care of,
Here's what happens if you are like me and you wait 7 years. And I don't know, like, it's tough to challenge medical people on what you actually need and what you don't actually need. But when it had been 7 years, they were like, oh, you're going to need the deep clean now because you're going to be punished for the fact that it's been so long.
I'm just going to lie and say, I just went 3 months ago.
To a different dentist?
To a different dentist.
Yeah.
In Massachusetts.
They can tell when they look.
Yeah. You know, let's see how good you are.
They do that test where they put the needle down into your gums and it's like a one or a two or a three and whatever that means. But then you have to do the deep cleaning. Well, that's not completely covered by insurance. So you're better off just going every 6 months to not need that thing. So now I have like the next 3 years of dentist appointments scheduled on my stupid calendar that I have to go.
From the text, you know what? Maybe this is the difference between mentioning it here in Overland Park, or not Overland Park, but in Kansas City, and mentioning it back in Massachusetts. Because when I talk about this in Massachusetts, people were mad at me. Like, you're encouraging people to die by saying you're not going to dentist. Wow. All the texts are, yeah, I don't go to the dentist. It's been 20 years. It's fine.
Oh, my God.
I hate getting x-rays. I'm not doing that anymore. Blah, blah, blah.
You hate getting x-rays?
I don't know.
Try getting a mammogram sometime.
Having that pinch, the thing in between your gums. I hate it. Well, we don't know if that was a woman. Dentists are the biggest con artists and frauds and crooks that ever lived. Okay, we're getting a lot of people from Wichita, I think, texting in.
Where does that impression come from?
So we're... they're not,
like,
by the way.
Who hurt us?
I don't know.
Why do we hate tennis so much?
Because I think for me, I just, and I will tell you this, genetically, I've been gifted good teeth. Like,
same,
I don't
same.
Have,
thank you, Dad.
I do not have problems with teeth.
Yeah.
Like, my kids also have never had cavities, have never had to had anything removed.
Mm-hmm.
I think I had one cavity when I was in the fourth grade. I used to literally eat sugar. Like, yes, of course I had cavities or a cavity. That's it, though.
Do you guys have your wisdom teeth still?
Yes.
No. They took mine out freshman year of college.
I have all mine taken out.
Yeah.
As soon as they could, my mom had her top ones removed when she was younger, but not her bottom ones. And then all of a sudden, you know, my mom's bottom wisdom tooth decided that it was going to just start going sideways.
Yeah.
And it started causing her pain. And if she just let it keep going, it was going to break her jaw.
Jeez.
So as soon as I was old enough to get them removed, she had them ripped out. My brother, when he went to boot camp, they had him ripped out when he was in boot camp because they didn't want you to have problems.
Oh, yeah.
So I was actually going to get them removed when I was 18 or 19, but Katie got hers done first, and she got something called dry socket.
Oh, yeah, that's
which
bad.
Is an infection. Yeah. And I was like, nope, I'm good, not doing that. And that woman, I'd seen, even at that point, I'd seen her go through a lot of physical trauma from she, like, jumped off of, not while I was moving, but was getting off a roller coaster and rolled her ankle underneath her. It was fine. She was like, oh, that's fine. Basically broke everything in her leg and walked to the hospital. Like, she was fine. Like, and they're like, you should be in the emergency room. You could have, like, literally, this is that bad. You could have, like, shattered an artery or something. Point is, she was in more pain from that dry socket than I've seen her from that foot injury, than I've seen her giving birth. Giving birth, the woman goes, ow. Dry socket. She's like, I wish I was dead.
But you have to. But sometimes you have to get your wisdom teeth removed. Otherwise, it pushes your other teeth in the bad direction.
It's caused a little bit of what is it called? Grouping or whatever in my mouth. But whatever. Oh, my God. We're way over. We'll be
very
back.
Important stuff.
We'll be back in just a minute.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Steve Martin, everybody.
Oh, my Lord. Yes.
Would you pay to be able to recline your seat?
I love this. Or as Quentin put it this morning, would you pay for the person in front of you not to be able to recline their seat? He says, tall person.
Right.
This is WestJet is the airline that is doing this. This is a small airline out of Canada. And they put out this big news release saying, we are reconfiguring our airplanes. And so the only area of the airplane now that you are going to be able to recline your seat is in the premium cabin, which only has 12 seats. And you're going to have to pay extra to have those 12 seats in the premium cabin. The next section is the extended comfort section. There are no reclining seats there. The 36 seats that are in this extended comfort section located directly behind premium will have extra leg room and be separated by a cabin divider. These are small airplanes.
Right.
You know, these don't have a ton of seats. The seats in the back of the cabin, rows 20 to 31, will have the least space. There will be slightly more space in rows in the middle of the airplane. But the bottom line is, if you want to be able to recline your seat, you have to pay more for one of these 12 seats that allow you to do that.
So you paid for a ticket. You paid for a seat on an airplane. You paid for the seats full function.
Yeah.
But you're going to be charged more now to get the extra little accessories. It's the nickel and diming.
It's the Spirit Airlines of the world, man.
That I'm always railing about. It's not just airlines. It's happening everywhere where there's certain features when you buy a car now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we have the space heater, or the not space heater, the seat heater, seat warmer is built in.
Mm-hmm.
You want to activate it? That's going to be $10 a month. Wait, it's already there? Yeah. Do you want to use it? That's $10 a month. It's ridiculous.
I'm trying to find out how much more. I'm going to go to their website and see.
Also, it's like building a class system into comfort, which I guess is already something that exists, but it just seems like it's going to create conflict. You're like, oh, mm-hmm. I wish I had enough money to be able to afford to annoy the people behind me by reclining. Unfortunately, I have a family I need to take care of, and I'm flying to my mom's funeral.
I just want to know. Okay, so some airlines do this kind of already anyway. If I'm not mistaken, on Spirit Airlines, not all their seats recline. And I don't know, Spirit Airlines, absolutely nickels. I mean, they built that system, man. You pay to breathe better air.
Yep.
You pay for everything. I don't know if they have seats that recline, and I'm certain they cost more if you do. But it's the fact that they are reconfiguring this specifically for that purpose, that if you want to recline your seat, you are going to pay more for it. And there's more room. That's a premium section. There's more room in between the seats so that you're not so irritated if the person in front of you reclines their seat because you have more room in front of you.
We won't do this, but as consumers, we need to start punishing companies who do this.
Yeah, we're never going to happen.
We'll just do it. We'll just put up with it because whatever. At the end of the day, it's only a few more bucks, whatever. But this is a slippery slope, and this is hidden fee creep, is more or less. Is it, first it's the reclining the seat, then it's going to be the reading light. Then it's going to be, I don't know, the air nozzle, being able to adjust that for 25. You keep putting a quarter in and it'll stay on.
There is a huge difference. I'm looking up airfare. There is a ridiculous difference between the reclining seats and the non-reclining seats. Oh my gosh. Okay. So I just put in round trip Calgary to Vancouver for a random weekend in January. Cause this doesn't take effect right away. The lowest fare is, and this is cheap, $84. Premium is $230.
Good.
Holy Lord. Cow.
For that's a reclining seat?
Crazy.
Yes.
Yes. Is that one way or is that? Okay. So premium, it's fully refundable, extra leg room, 2 checked bags.
Couldn't this be seen as discrimination? I mean, it is.
No,
right?
We're not protected.
Quentin.
It's not a protected class.
Quentin, hop on here, buddy. As a tall person,
man,
and I'm just somebody with a bad back, but as a tall person who needs more room on a plane, do you feel like this is discrimination?
As a white man in America.
Yes. Tell me your woes.
I do think that out of everybody right now, that I need to be protected.
I agree. We're the only class of people it's okay to discriminate against, buddy. That's right.
So, you know, we need to take back control. And we got to start here.
Take back control. I don't know if you've seen the president's cabinet. But yeah, I do. I think they could make the case this is discrimination because who needs this more? People who have medical disabilities, people who have back problems, people who are tall.
All jokes aside, I do hate this.
Wow. Yeah. So I just did it. That was each way.
Good Lord.
So $400?
So it's $435 Canadian dollars to do this trip, round trip, which is $310 US.
That's a lot of loonies and toonies.
And that's not that far, by the way. Calgary to Vancouver is not that far of a trip.
Jeez.
Wow. Okay. So they're going to sell out probably those. You're going to find 12 people on every flight that are going to do it.
Are the seats that don't recline?
Yeah.
So they just don't recline.
So the rest
recline.
Of the seats
you're
don't
paying,
recline.
You're paying for a seat that just happens to recline.
That does recline. Okay. That gives you extra space so that you're not being hit in the face by the seat in front of you that's reclining.
So you
the
said,
rest of you are with the rabble.
So you said they're reconfining their airplanes?
They're reconfiguring the airplanes,
so,
yeah.
So does that mean that they're making all the other seats tighter together so they can fit more seats on?
Possibly. Or they are taking out... like, let's say they have 50 seats right now. Maybe they're taking out 4 seats so that they can give more room to the premium cabin, but they're going to more than make up for that for what they're charging for those seats.
And that's why they're charging so much, because they're going to have less people on the flight.
That is bonkers.
It is.
I hate this so much.
That is bonkers. Now, okay, so how much would you pay for the person in front of you not to be able to recline their seat? You don't care if you want to.
I would pay the cost of driving my family to wherever I'm going instead of flying, because this is one of the reasons why I don't like because of the pressure of it, the anxiety of it, and the feeling that I paid a lot of money to do this, and it's not really that much more convenient. I'm much more relaxed just driving my car, or in my case, having my car drive me.
Okay, so let's think of an example. But, you would normally ordinarily drive to St. Louis anyway, but. And I would drive to Minneapolis. I'm trying to think of where you would go. Denver. Let's say you would go to Denver because that's not a fun drive. That's probably $250 round trip on a good day.
Mm-hmm.
Not anymore. Southwest raised rates, but
for
on a good day. No, that's $1,000 for 4 of you. So that's to fly. To drive, you get really, I mean, gas mileage is a thing for you.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I mean, you still have to charge. Charging still costs. So but I would say it's probably $30 round trip.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how much are you paying then to not?
I would be saving $970.
You would just drive.
I would just drive. Yeah. So to if I had the option, if I had the money, if I was flying by myself for a business trip or something, fine. And I was the one picking the seat. Sure, I would pay an extra $15 to be able to recline my seat. Anything more than that is ridiculous. 913-586-7798. Talk about this and more coming up on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you ever decide to fly WestJet Airlines out of Canada, you're gonna have to pay a fortune, like a down payment on a house, to be able to sit in a seat that reclines.
You know what? I'm kind of surprised about this. This is a Canadian company doing
yes.
this.
Yes, aren't they nicer than
They're
that?
They're usually nicer than that.
Yeah,
that
seems like something we would do.
Sometimes the Channel 5. When I'm trying to watch the Chiefs game mm-hmm. or any other Monday night or Sunday night football game, doesn't work very well. And so I have to find a different feed online. Okay. And Canada will air Sunday night football and it's digital. You can just watch it, right?
Okay.
Anyway, but I see Canadian commercials and they're all like so pleasant. They're all just like,
oh, yeah,
they're
very
screamy
nice.
And shouty. They're just like, hey,
yeah.
we're Canadians. We do things a little bit different, eh? And it's nice. So seeing them do this, it's kind of yeah. crazy. Like, this seems like something the most price gougiest nickel and diamond American late stage capitalist like
Frontier
company would do. Yes, yeah. Frontier or Spirit
Frontier would do it.
But yeah, charging to recline your seat. Wow. What is next? I the tray table. You want to unlock that? Guess what? That's an extra $25.
Not every airline. Spirit, if I'm not mistaken, Spirit Airlines doesn't have
a tray table.
They don't have like a full size tray table. They just have this tiny little thing that comes down.
What do you hold your food on your lap?
You don't. What food don't, are you oh, eating you don't on, eat Spirit on Spirit Airlines? Yeah, you're not eating on Spirit Airlines. Are you kidding me?
I don't know.
You're
things.
Not drinking on Spirit Airlines. You're barely breathing on. You don't have room to move your legs. That'll be next. Let alone.
You want to breathe? Well, the oxygen mask will drop down. You can breathe through that sucker.
I'm trying to think of what else they don't. What else we don't. Aren't charged for yet. Like, does Spirit, somebody flies Spirit more than I do, which is not very often. Do they charge you for a cup of water? Not that there's like tap water on airplanes.
Yeah.
But do they, like, do they measure your bathroom breaks? You know, like you do in school. They
you can need, measure you your bathroom 5 minutes breaks. In there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well,
how
guess
much water
what?
Are you using
yeah.
in there? I could see them measuring that.
Yeah.
Truly, at some point, I expect an airline to start charging for not just for bin space overhead, but to use the space where your feet go.
Yep.
For a bag.
You know, they've already done this with PreCheck, mm-hmm. right? Like the TSA created a problem
mm-hmm.
with just their ridiculous practices when it comes to screening and taking mm-hmm. forever. And now you have to throw out this amount of liquid into a trash can where if it's so dangerous, why is it thrown into an open trash can?
Right.
They created that problem and then they solved it by, you know, selling us PreCheck. And I'm not saying PreCheck isn't worth it. I'm just saying it's ridiculous. They created a problem and then are making us pay to get around that problem.
Yeah.
It'd be like if there was, you know, construction on the highway mm-hmm. and they were like, oh yeah, we're shutting down these lanes now. If you want to get around it, guess what? There's a toll road over there you can take.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're going to take our sweet time over here though.
Huh? Okay. Well, that's where we're going.
$4.99 to use the armrest, says the text line. How about that?
Oh, that would be interesting. Especially if you're a bigger, if you're in the middle seat. Well, so if you're in the middle seat, you're supposed to get both armrests. That's
the rule.
The laws of the sky.
Yeah, if you have to be sandwiched between two people, you should get both armrests. I agree with that.
But if you're on the window and you want both, mm-hmm. then there should be some kind of a fee with that.
Eventually, they'll put a door between the reclining seats and the non-reclining seats and eventually charge it for better air quality. That's excellent.
Uh-huh.
Let's see.
I'm trying to think of what we're not charging for yet.
I'll throw other ones out there and see what. Yeah, I armrest. Let's see. I'm just going over the text line.
Will
once.
We eventually have a family only section of airplanes? Will the rage about being near crying babies?
Well, I've said for years
hit enough
have,
that
they should have crying rooms. Like you have a church
for adults too.
Sure.
But yeah, I think at some point, I think we're going to have a family section of an airplane.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have enough people.
Or just family flights.
Yeah. Or just all family, especially like flights to Disney.
I actually think I don't know why they don't do that other than maybe it would be exclusionary or it'd be a problem. But with a family, I would mm-hmm. pay more to fly on a family flight where that's the vibe. And because the problem I know this sounds crazy. The problem for me is not a bunch of kids screaming. It's one kid.
Right.
One kid.
It's
if you get a bunch,
one.
Then it just, I used to live next to a playground and it just became white noise.
Yeah.
So it's just a bunch of kids screaming, whatever. But it's one kid just, that's bad.
I want the ability to penalize and charge passengers in flight for things like not using headphones.
Okay.
Not using.
That's
I don't
good.
Want to hear any speaker ever. Especially because they offer you earbuds as they're walking around or earphones as they're walking around. I want there to be a hefty fee for not
How about,
using that.
That I like the idea of starting to punish people
yes,
for stuff.
I want
not
a,
wearing
a demerit
your shoes.
System.
Should we
yes.
allow you? Can you buy the rights to not wear your shoes or should we punish
no.
you for not wearing shoes?
Let's punish you for not
punish
wearing shoes.
Not wearing
I don't
shoes.
Want you to be able to not wear shoes. And let's make it like per minute.
Right. Ugh, that picture of RFK Jr. Oh my God.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
That is, I don't, whatever. All the other political stuff I don't care about.
Yeah.
The fact that man walked on an airplane to the bathroom in his bare feet
it's
might
so
be the most
gross.
Disgusting thing I've seen a human being do.
Oh my gosh.
How about to use the Wi-Fi, obviously, that they're already charging for that.
Yeah.
The USB charging. They could charge for that. They could put a USB drip, because you have a plug that you could use. Maybe you have to pay to unlock it.
I think we could put a limit on if you're on a long haul flight and you're on the window. I don't know. Like, if you go to the bathroom more than every 2 hours, we should start charging for that because you're disrupting your row.
That's good.
Everybody has to get up.
That's annoying.
And I say this is somebody that sits on the window sometimes.
Yeah.
What about charging to use the window?
If you're on the window seat,
I'd like to charge more for the window seat.
Yeah.
The window,
the shade.
The shade gets timed.
Law is if you're on the window, you get to control the shade.
So here's what they do. Treat it like Uber, where you get an estimate for how much the flight is going to actually cost.
Yeah.
And then you get on, and then certain things might happen.
Surge pricing might happen.
You might get charged more. If we have to taxi a little bit more, so we're having to fly around. So sorry, the rate's going to keep going up. And then when we land, we can't get to our gate. So the rate's still going up because you're still on the plane. This is still costing us money. And hey, if you want to get around that, then you can take air premium and you just pay for that. You don't have to pay for all the surcharging and all that stuff.
Let's rate passengers. Also,
give you a score. Yeah.
Yes. And you have to pay more on that flight if you have a bad score because you're going to be a bad passenger and other passengers are going to hate you.
That actually isn't the worst idea.
So if you have below a 4.5,
I'm actually aboard. No pun intended with that one. That if you're if you get low rated by the crew.
Yeah.
Or other passengers, can passengers rate each other?
Okay.
Okay. This is. I can't imagine there's any regulatory issues with this. We need to start the Uber of airlines. How has this not happened already?
I think we need to call it something. Like, what does the afternoon show have? They have, what's their airline called?
They have an airline?
Jerk Air.
God, they're doing that well.
Yeah, but ours are going to be better.
Jerk
Air. Ours is definitely going to make more money.
Yeah.
Ours is going to be way more lucrative. You could ask for a silent cabin, just like you can ask for silent Uber rides.
Yeah, we'll just put duct tape over that kid's mouth.
Yeah, there, whatever.
Yeah, we can discriminate. We'll call it discriminate.
Can we sedate him?
Discriminate.
There you go.
913-586-7798. It's middays.
As long as we're talking about flights, it's always good to hear about new flights out of Kansas City. And starting June 4th of next year, Southwest will inaugurate new daily nonstop service between KCI and Boston, as well as weekend service to Savannah Hilton Head and Norfolk International Airport. That's a pretty cool.
That'd be Norfolk, Virginia, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, okay. That's like Virginia Beach.
Okay.
It's right there.
Nice.
They're also increasing frequency on existing routes to major destinations, including LAX, Las Vegas, and LaGuardia.
It is something that people don't calculate sometimes, but how important it is to have nonstop flights to different places.
Oh, yeah.
Where when it comes to business, but when also it comes to vacation, it comes to maybe somebody's a super commuter and needs to be in Kansas City 3 days a week, but lives in Boston another 2 days a week. But they need to be there for their job and go back and forth.
Yeah.
A lot of that happens. There's actually a basketball player. And that's going off script. I get it. But Giannis Antetokounmpo, who's the player for the Milwaukee Bucks, who's one of the best players in the league. His family left Milwaukee, moved back to Athens. Greece. They're from Greece. I said Georgia almost. Greece. And so people are speculating now, Milwaukee doesn't have nonstop flights to Athens.
Right.
New York does.
Yeah.
So is he going to leave the Bucks and go to New York?
Oh, interesting.
So that he can fly back and forth because there's no NBA in Athens.
Interesting. I'm trying to think of what else would have nonstop flights from Athens. O'Hare, DC, Atlanta.
I mean, he's in Milwaukee, so maybe O'Hare's close enough. I wonder if they do. Do they have?
It's probably an hour. Oh, I bet O'Hare has nonstop to Athens.
Yeah.
If you go to flightsfrom.com and put in ORD, it will tell you if there are nonstops to Athens. I would almost guarantee.
Well, maybe it'll be on the Bulls, then. Yeah, with United Airlines.
Okay.
Operates the route. So there you go.
But yeah, it's just cool. I really like Virginia Beach. I like that area. I think they have the worst traffic in the entire country. I hate it for that reason, but I think Norfolk's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And Savannah's really neat. So yay.
More nonstops. I've never been in Norfolk. I'm terrified of saying it on the air.
It's really fun. They've got that big military base. It's really fun to go tour that big military base.
But Savannah is awesome. And yeah. Obviously Boston is amazing.
It's something.
That's why I couldn't wait to leave. Coming up next.
It's your turn.
Kansas lawmakers have approved funding for redistricting. And Sharice Davids has responded. We'll talk about all that next on Midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.